RejuvenateMyFace.com, a natural facial rejuvenation system to lift your face and lift your spirits. To follow this PowerPoint section, you'll need access to your five-element mini facelift massage chart so that you can see the location of the points. The points are also described very clearly and in more detail at the end of this Natural Facial Rejuvenation Level 1 program. Part 1 contains more of a discussion of the five-element points, and Part 2 is more of a Q&A and touches on more of our unique approach. Even though this section is more visual, it's been included first as a reminder for you, and also because there's a lot of valuable information imparted in the Q&A discussion that's extremely relevant to our whole natural facial rejuvenation philosophy. So please bear with us, and if you can't hear some of the questions being asked, allow yourself to take in exactly the information that you're meant to. We want you to absorb the flavor of this work, and to understand that we're teaching you to come from the inside, from an inner impulse, rather than an outside imposing. Remember, you're not looking for the same results as a surgical facelift, but for more of a lift from within. Lift your face to lift your spirits, and lift your spirits to lift your face. All right. So, Lee reminded me that normally we start the class with a little Taoist poem. And because we're moving now from listening touch into laser touch, in Chinese we have the laser touch, which is the acupuncture. We also have the listening part. And after I've read this, you can tell me which part this is coming from, okay? The master and the mistress take action. By letting things take their course, they remain as calm at the end as at the beginning. They have nothing, thus have nothing to lose. What they desire is non-desire. What they learn is to unlearn. They simply remind people of who they have always been. They care about nothing but the Tao, thus they care for all things. So is this a yin space or a yang space?
Yin.
Yin. Yin. Yes. And in being yin, deep, deep into the yin, it starts connecting with the yang. You go in, and then you come out. So it's actually both. So good job. But yeah, and it's constantly moving in and out. Thus, they care about nothing and they care about all things. The yin and the yang. All right, good. So, you've got your charts, everybody. Is that right?
What chart is that?
Oh, you probably missed it, Philip. Here. This is giving you the listening touch, which is the warming circles of the morning. A little bit about that. And we're now going into the afternoon, which is more yang to start with. Okay, we're doing the yang. We're still yin. This whole class is more yin than most classes, but we're going into a more yang piece. Oops. Now, Christopher was using this laser to tease the little kitty cat. Now we have it back. And I start from here, yeah? This is where the computer. We opened it here. Are we still on? Can everyone see the screen? Yeah? Now let's see if everyone can see the... Do we just cancel?
Cancel.
I don't think the PowerPoint is on.
And Bertie, is it easy to drop that screen down? Would that make a difference?
I don't know. I haven't used it since.
Does it work? Don't do it? Okay.
Don't do it.
Don't touch it.
Never mind.
Okay, never mind. So,
okay.
So all right.
Something up there. We've got to wait till it clicks into the...
There it is. You can see it here, yeah. Did I just click?
Oh, into view shell. New. It should come up.
And slide only. Okay. So what do we do? Click the next one?
You go this.
That, okay. Ah, there you go. So this is a quote we just did. The yin within yang, yang within yin quote. Lao Tzu. And here, just in case you were a little overwhelmed by this morning and all the long names and jargon and people, just know, is Bertie here?
Yeah.
Yes. Bertie's cat, she talked about being a healer cat. This is little Clementine, and Julian had just had a surgery. And little Clementine insisted on helping him heal. So is she doing a listening touch or a laser touch?
Listening
touch. You are, and what happens when she does this? Is this laser touch? Exactly. So she has the capacity to do both, just as you do. So take heart, okay? Don't. This isn't about overwhelm. This is just about hanging out, and if Clementine can do it. And listening touch plus laser touch equals...
love.
Yes. Good job, you guys. And it's after lunch. I'm impressed. You are amazing. Right. You are champions. Okay. So for me, it started, this is my Aunt Susan in Hong Kong. Very glamorous. You know, beauty in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, you know, does anyone know Hong Kong? You know Hong Kong. Hong Kong was, in the 50s, very glamorous and very much about surface. How you look. You know. I was brought up with a more yin, inward, spiritual part. So the part I saw was the Taoist and the Qigong and Dr. Wong, my teacher. But there was also this, which is the land of tycoons, yeah? So here's Susan doing her modeling. And here she is in Australia as an acupuncture teacher, International College of Oriental Medicine. And she's in this is a press photo, actually. She was a lot on the radio and TV and articles and... And is she, can you see the needles?
Yeah.
So is this listening touch or laser touch?
Laser.
Yeah, this is the ultimate in laser. Yeah, because of the needles. Well, exactly. There's the yin, the yang within yin. So it's the balance. She's using very focused needles, but her person is going into a very yin deep place. Okay? So acupuncture is the ultimate in being like very focused, and it's the fastest way we know.
Yeah. It's the ultimate what?
I call acupuncture the laziest way to looking good, because all you do is lie on the table and get your needle stuck in. What Mary Louise and I teach you is there's more, it's not work, but it takes a little bit more time because we're teaching you how to do it for yourself as opposed to just lie on the table like Susan's clients. And here she is. She'd actually now developed her Touch for Beauty program because she realized that when people are traveling or on the road, they need to know how to do it themselves between sessions. And then it developed into, you don't need the acupuncture needles. You know, a lot of people, they don't. You just learn how to do it for yourself. So she and her friend Helen Smith, they took it all over Asia, Hong Kong, Philippines, all over Australia. And it's in this book that Yvonne was, yeah, that this is her technique is in there. And also what we teach in level two is how to release scars. They were very, very focused on releasing scars, because if there is a scar anywhere in the body, especially on the face, it's going to affect everywhere else because it blocks the meridian flow. Okay? So that was one of their big things. And Or at least.
So if somebody had a major surgery and a gallbladder, that could help too?
Absolutely. I had one young man back in England, and he had appendicitis. And instead of it being down here, they couldn't find it, and they found it up here. So he had a scar all the way up here. And he came in, he couldn't sleep, his digestion was really bad, and he was really agitated. He didn't know why. One treatment, we unlocked the scar. He started sleeping completely soundly, and his digestion flowed because it had cut all the way through this line, which is the conception vessel meridian. So she was very big on this in the 1980s. And so she was one line of why I'm doing this, and the other is my mom. She's the one on the left, and Dr. Frances Wong is in the middle. And this was just when Dr. Wong broke against tradition, broke against that one person all the way down the generations, you know, against the Xing. She was very brave against the wrath of that nun. Remember the Taoist nun who told her? So this is Frances, and she and my mom, this is after or during that first class, the first training that Frances ever taught. So this was actually history. And here is Frances. Where's that pointer? Here she is. This is in L.A. Here's Frances. Guess who this is? There's my mom. This is Frances' son. He's a chiropractor, another chiropractor friend. And this is Frances' mother. And you can't, it's not very clear here, but she was in her 80s in that photo. I thought she should have looked like a wrinkled old apple. She was so, you know, small and wizened. But her skin was like this soft peach. And with Frances's technique, which, again, you know, level two, because we don't want to overwhelm you today, my mom did it every single day. And I was taught how to do Dr. Wong's protocol every single day. And that's my mom, as you see. Here we've got what we've already given you, so we're going to be using this afternoon. Here's the face shapes. Remember that? So you're already... Were you looking at faces at lunchtime?
No.
No? I'm proud of you.
I told you not to think.
Yeah. We don't want you to think. We just want you to just absorb and ultimately you'll be doing it like me because I'm just reading faces without thinking. Yeah? So, but this is where we start you. Yeah? And now we're going to go into a little bit of... this is probably the other tough piece, isn't it, apart from evaluating. These are the points, okay? We're doing a little bit of head stuff here, but once you've got them, just know you've already got them on your chart, done much more beautifully by Victoria. And we're going to start with this point here. This is the green one on your chart. Everybody have their charts? So this is the green gallbladder point, gallbladder one. It's a wood point, and gallbladder and liver are connected. We work with them. It's a very energy that moves up, and gallbladder and liver energy, wood energy, is very powerful and very focused and very strong. Okay? What we do when we feel the points is, let's have you all see if you can find it. It's right at the corner of the eye, just below the eyebrow, and it's just on the inside of the bone. And Julian, if you have any, you know, clarifying, you know, senses, then you just feel free.
Inside of the eye socket.
No.
It's just on the front of the orbital bone here.
Is that where the coral? Is that where the coral
here?
A little curl?
Little curl, that's a good rib.
The
front edge of the bone. It's a little tiny depression, a little notch, and what you're looking for we call the hook. So this is more of a yang. It's that laser piece where you're actually feeling this hook. It's almost like your fingers get drawn into it. It's not the listening touch where you're very soft. You feel a hook. Yeah, Christopher.
collect the outer corner, just right across.
There?
Yeah. And you'll feel the difference.
Do you feel that? It's kind of like you get a little ache. Yeah?
It
can make you hot, yeah. Look at the two of you at the back. A little nauseous, yeah. So don't push too hard. Look at you, y'all. Yeah, let's just pull back with your attention. Pause a second. Pause. You guys are so also focused. I'm impressed. So we're just very gentle, pulling back with your attention and making contact. And then you find that hook, and then you come away. Okay? What we're going to be teaching you when you do your mini, this is part where we've got 7 points for your mini facelift. This is what we're teaching you today that you can take away with and do every single day. Okay? When you're at work, you're leaning on your desk, you can do your mini facelift. But you're doing it a very gentle way. And when you feel these points, sometimes it's going to grab you and go, oh, that feels so good. You know, how many of you were saying earlier, oh, I like that strong, firm touch? In fact, Tracy, you were saying aggressive, weren't you? Yeah. Sometimes it feels like you want to be aggressive and you want to be pulled in, and other times you're soft, or sometimes you don't even want any contact. Okay? But right now we're just doing very lightly. All right. But everyone's okay with that? Constance?
First of all, does it look like I'm on it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. The other thing is, again, it makes me want to move.
Makes you want to move. Okay.
You know.
Yeah. So you're connecting with your inner dance.
Yes.
Inner dancer. Great. All right, so ready for the next one? Any questions? All right, so next one, if you look at your charts.
A handout with all that information?
No, because I think it's too much information for day one. I could. Nobody's actually ever asked us before. A handout with all the information that...
No, we want the whole meridian chart.
Well, you're going to have to come to day class 2 and class 3 and be with us forever, huh? But so what we're trying to do in day 1 is just let you have fun, not kind of engage your head too much. But you already know a lot, Philip, so you're got a head start. So this is small intestine 18. Yeah? It's a fire point. If you see on your chart, it's red. And here's a clue. Shall I give them a bonus? Would you like a bonus?
Bonus,
right. Bonus, all right. Pull out your chart that has the shapes. Do you have that? Yeah. Okay. So the oblong shape that we did first. Are you okay with me giving a bonus? Do we have?
Sure.
Okay, all right. The oblong one is wood energy. Remember, we talked about wood, and that's dynamic and upward-moving energy. The pointy face is fire. So small intestine 18.
I think it's 2.
What?
Figure 2 is
one. Yes.
Okay.
Figure 2.
And that is?
It's the wood. Gallbladder 1. Green. So you've got your chart that Victoria did that's a green point. That's wood. Small intestine 18 is fire. Okay, fire energy. So that is the most yang. Wood is yang because the energy is moving up. Remember when we were upstairs? You guys got it right. Yang was up. So these are yang points. Points of their face is yang compared to the... What was your question, Ali?
The point of face is most...
Yes, fire. Fire is the pointy face, the most yang personality. Fire, okay? So this particular point, you remember where gallbladder 1 is? You're going to drop right down below the cheekbone until you feel a little ache or a hook. Got it? Just below your cheekbone. There's going to be a little notch. You feel it? Just below the corner of your eye. Yeah. Got it? It's a little notch. Yeah, you all look like you got it. Yeah, do you feel like an ache? Down
ache.
Yeah, it's like a little ache that you know you're in the right place. Yeah.
Does it
Does this work for Bell's palsy?
It can do, depending on where the Bell's palsy started. Yeah. Yeah. Does it say it there? Are you reading that?
Well, it's a facial paralysis.
Yes. Yeah, Bell's palsy. Yeah, it's acupuncture is very powerful, for effective for Bell's palsy. Yeah. 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 This is a really important, these ones are all really important, and this is where a bunch of meridians all connect.
And the next class is how to listen to pulse.
There you go, and you're going to be teaching that, Philip, yeah? Great, so we've got the pointy face is fire, this is a fire point, and this is the most yang, one of the most yang meridians of the body. Okay, so that's next. Yes?
That ridge is, it's long, it's lengthy, so how do you know?
You go straight below gallbladder 1. Just in a line. If you look at your picture, it should be in a direct line below. Yeah? That looks good. Yeah. That's better. And also, afterwards, when you're upstairs, just call us and we'll come around and check points for you. Make sure you've got them right. Okay?
And when she says you look for the hook, often when you're on a point, the energy's a little blocked or it needs to open, it gets tender. If you come down and you go just a little bit over and just a little bit back and you go, ooh.
Yeah.
Zing.
And
zing.
Like when you get an acupuncture appointment and you hit something.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
That's exactly.
That electrical one.
Yeah. And if you're being more, that's the very yang way of getting it. And if you're being more listening, you might just feel that your finger is being drawn in. So there's a connection that could be more like a gentle buzzing, or as Chris said, it can be a pulsing. Okay? Yes.
I remember this morning what Mary Louise said about the three P's. There is the person, there is a process,
protocol.
And the protocol. So what Susan's showing you right now is a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to know the protocol, because sometimes that's how you have. So you just do it by an anatomical but when you're working with somebody, the point, this is totally possible, can move. So, like, some of you are feeling the point out here, or someplace out here, or in here, you just follow the hook. But in the beginning, stick with the protocol until you get your intuitive, your listening touch skills up. Then you'll be able to find the points really in a very organic, natural, processy way.
Yeah? All right. Good. Thank you, Julian. So next point, and again we're going in a circle. If you look at that picture of Victoria's, we start here, we go in a circle. It's a circle on your face. Yeah, Ryan.
Are the fingers connected to it? I mean, are there gallbladder fingers or small ones just
good question, Ryan.
It switched fingers and all of a sudden
it changed?
No,
wow.
It
okay, yes, yes. So, I remember last time I lugged all our great big textbooks, and I don't think we used them, and now, of course, here we've got all these bright sparks. But yes, these meridians are connected with paired meridians, and all the meridians are connected, so there's actually a flow that happens through the whole body. Okay, and the wisdom of the ancient Chinese, you could, if you really knew your points well, you can put a point in here and it'll affect your whole body. You know, when you diagnose the person right, you can be really, really efficient. Okay, so now we're on to stomach 5, which is right here. See that one? And this one, what you do is you just slide down your jaw. And there's going to be a notch in your jawbone, right here. It's not up here. And if you get it wrong, this is so powerful, this area anyway, that it's going to be fine. But there is a little notch right here. And you find the notch and just slide slightly up over the bone, slightly up. Do you feel that? And when you get that, again, it's a powerful point.
If you clench your jaw, you clench your teeth, mm-hmm. and you use this muscle, bulge out. It's on the front edge of that muscle. And that's where the notch is. That muscle forms part of the notch. It's pretty easy to form.
Yeah. And I know what, you know, Bertie is actually looking at all the, you know, the descriptions here. Is that right, Bertie? Mm-hmm. There's my little pointer. And actually, you know, and what's it say? Yeah. If we're looking here and it says it's for tinnitus, deviation of the mouth, swelling of the cheek, those are some of the, I'll call it PRC, Lee probably has a better name, People's Republic of China version, because these descriptions came from modern China. But a lot of the way that I was taught was from ancient China. So our, what we use and how we know how the points work is much, much deeper than what's up here. And then with you, with listening touch, you're going to be finding that as you make contact, all kinds of things unravel in your body that aren't written down. Okay? It's that dance that Constance does. You're getting hot? Ah. So remember, not too much focus. Pull back if it's, we don't want it to be too stirring up. Okay? Not too activating. So everyone comfortable with stomach? Five? So if you go to your chart of your shapes, it is the square. The square face. Yeah, what is it for? Yes. It's the five. It's not the one that looks like a flower pot. It's the square. Yes. So, earth people tend to, we know that the fiery people are more yang, earth people are more, they're tending man now to more yin. It's the center, and in the esoteric, more esoteric Chinese, the earth element is between every other element. So you come back to balance, and then you go to your next element, come back to balance, then you come back to earth. You just keep flowing and coming back to center.
My astrological chart has no earth in it, so would this be a good one to hold to come back?
This is your Western astrological chart, or your Chinese?
No, my Western.
Your Western astrological.
I know my Chinese.
Yeah, you don't know your Chinese, so maybe next time I'll bring my Chinese astrological chart, because that's what my acupuncture training was based on, was medical astrology, Chinese medical astrology. In fact, I had to teach some of the Chinese doctors when I was in Guangzhou. They were all lining up, because that piece, when I was there, had been suppressed still. Now it's coming out.
So.
Yeah.
The Taoist is more ancient than the current Chinese.
Yes. And now they're all excited, and the students are just lining up to learn more of the esoteric. Yeah. So, next time, level two, those of you coming to level two, I'll bring the Chinese astrological chart and we'll do it for you, so you'll see if you've got more earth. But for you, the question Bertie was saying is, if I am missing earth, should I hold this more? What would my answer be? Does anyone know?
Listen.
Listen. Test it out. Notice what happens in your body. Good job. Thank you, Anya. All right, so that's earth. The next one is a metal point. This is the end of the large intestine meridian, which is a metal element. Metal is connected... Well, I'm going too much into level two. I apologize. I keep going... I'm giving them too much information, aren't I? You are advanced, I know. So, large intestine is metal. If you look at that flower pot shape, that's metal. The metal, we're moving more into the yin. So we're coming, and metal people are very clear, concise, integrated. They're very good at organizing. Okay? So you always, if you're running a business, you always want a metal person on your team. You actually want one of everybody on your team because they've all got different gifts. So this point, if you follow down your nostril, it's at the widest part of the nostril. And you're going to feel a little notch on each side of your nostril. Feel that? Good. Looks like you've all got it. Yeah. See that? Sometimes, you know, I can recommend, with this point, for example, it's a small point. If you use your fingernails, you can actually get right in there. And of course, that's more yang, as you know. Think of Clementine and her claws. If you use your fingernails, you can actually get a more powerful effect. But if it's too far, well, isn't that interesting? A lot of pulse on your left? Okay. All right. So we'll see what happens to you when you're on the table. All right. So that's metal. And then we have, again, this is confusing. UB means bladder. We say BL. Urinary bladder is what the Chinese have called it. We have simplified it to BL, bladder. So bladder 2, it's at the inner point of your eyebrow. And again, you're going to find a notch. If I use my fingernails, I can get right in there. To me, this point, I love doing this point. You know, if I'm sitting at my desk sometimes and I'm feeling I'm, who was the one? Ryan, weren't you overthinking with your head? So if I feel that I'm thinking too much and I'm losing contact with my body, I might just lean into these points on my desk and just feel them go, oh. And this is a great point. Bladder is connected with kidney. It's a water point, water meridian, and that's the round one. Okay, so everybody feel the hook or the notch? Got it? It's at the inner point of the eyebrow, just, yeah. Just inside, yeah. That looks like you got it, Philip. Yeah. Feel it, Eileen? Yeah. Good. There's a really big one.
That's the other point.
That's another point, an extra point.
That's bladder 1.
Oh, yeah, if you're deep inside, that's bladder 1.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you just want to be right at the edge of the eyebrow.
But technically,
got that?
This is all about touch.
It is all about touch. Are you doing okay, Philip?
Yeah. Okay. I just got warm from that.
I've been watching you all. You're all turning pink. So back off, slow down. Slow down. And what's very interesting is your awareness, you know, because you've already started with listening. When I used to teach acupuncture anatomy 30 years ago, we could pummel all these points all day. Yeah, we would be in school, we didn't have the consciousness of making connection with the bones and the tissues and the lymph and the fluids and the blood. But here you are, okay? We're in a much more expanded paradigm, much more expanded time. Back then, So, all right. So, water. You've got the round shape. Water is the most yin. So when you look at people, they might be softer. Their faces might be more fleshy. Okay, they're going to be more inward. They're more the poets, the philosophers, the deep thinkers. Okay? This point they've done tons of research in China. Are you laughing, Lee?
She's pointing me. Instead
of you're laughing at Lee, huh?
I wonder where she gets that.
With love. So, in China, they've done tons of research on these points. So they're very powerful points. And this particular one is amazing because it actually balances the cortisol. So and when you're very stressed, cortisol is high. What you want is to have it calm down.
I often feel very sore here.
Often feel very sore?
Every day I have to do a lot of stinking sore.
So, holding these points with loving compassion, who knows what might happen? Bladder two, yeah. Yeah. And remember what Mary Louise and I have been saying all along. Mary Louise was talking about the embryological forces. These points, the working with your face takes you back to birth patterns. Okay, so having lots of compassion because the birth period is where you get the influences of the family and the ancestors and what happened to you. And it all gets sealed in at that time because it's the biggest transition of your life, along with death, with your death patterns. So,
I think that what you're saying is so amazing.
So having lots of compassion for yourselves and understanding the layers that we're working with here. And the bigger the perspective we have, which is what you started with this morning with Mary Louise, the more space we have for incredible healing to happen, just with holding presence with these places. Okay? Okay. Tracy.
I'm wondering if there's like any contraindication.
qualifications of somebody that you wouldn't want to work on these points?
As a massage therapist?
Yeah. Or like people who might have Botox or...
And that's great, great. So that's why we are so insistent on listening touch. Okay? My hunch is that you can antidote Botox if you're using this, because the body's going to say, oh, I don't want that nerve poison in my body, and they're going to want to push it out. Okay? Botox becomes addictive because it only lasts for about 6 months, and then you have to go back. And I actually have colleagues that are helping people unlock from Botox so that their body can find their own tissue. And remember, Mary Louise, our first class we taught a year ago, we had a bunch of estheticians and facialists. And one of them was telling us about, she works in Hollywood, and she was saying that a lot of the movie people now don't like to cast stars that have had Botox because they've lost their expressivity and their faces are just rigid.
With high definition.
Yeah, it won't work for Avatar.
There you go. Yeah. So, if we were teaching a form of massage, which is go in and just push and impose your own protocol, then I would say there'd be lots of contraindications. Okay. If you're just going with listening touch, because you're listening to the body and you're letting the body teach you what it needs. Does that make sense? Yeah. And maybe later, you know, we can talk privately about other things for a more professional, but today is more kind of play day and pamper day. Yeah? All right. Okay, Christopher, yes.
One thing that's really nice, when you develop that touch, how you listen to the body, it shows you things so clearly that it's almost impossible to make a mistake. And it takes a lot of pressure off you as a practitioner. So it's a really lovely skill to have. If you have that skill, then it's... Mm-hmm. It makes life really easy for you.
And actually, yeah, thanks for asking the question, because last night we were having dinner with a couple, supposedly, and the woman couldn't make it. You know, dear old friend. And we went to visit her after dinner. She was in bed with this terrible, terrible head pain. She'd had knocked her head on a... She was house hunting. She knocked her head on a wall by mistake here the week before. Her massage therapist worked on her toes. And you know what the big toe represents? Spleen in Chinese, and in reflexology, it's this part of her head. So the massage therapist was working on the toe, nice and hard, and this person said, oh, within like a few minutes of the treatment, oh, I've got a horrible headache now. Massage person says, oh, interesting coincidence. I'll work more on your foot. Work, 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 work. And she was in bed in agony last night. And I said, she imposed too much. She didn't know. She didn't know massage therapists aren't taught listening touch. That makes sense. So thank you for asking that. Yeah. So that's where we really, instead of like that sadist, you know, massage therapist with Julian, he wasn't listening to Julian. His foot was coming off and he didn't stop. So. How deep you can go? You're going to feel and you're going to let your body tell you. Okay, or if you're working with someone, they will pull the point, they will pull the finger in. When you watch the intro, those of you who haven't, James is starring. James is a cranial, he's a craniosacral therapist, isn't he?
He's a polarity therapist.
He's a polarity therapist. So he's done a lot of work with this technique. He was on the table and he talked about how this big pain came up. It felt like this finger, his partner's finger was just pushing in. This big pain came out and he'd had problems with his eyes that had been there for a while. And his body pushed it out. Okay.
Pain isn't always something to be avoided.
No, it'll be an old, old pain. So like with this woman who hit her head, if that had been allowed, then what would have happened is the ache would have come up, it would have pushed itself out and the body would have been healing. That's what it wanted to do. And I'll offer a session on Monday so that she can let it continue. So when you're doing it on somebody else, you're going to notice how the body pulls you in or pushes you away. Okay? When you're doing it on yourself, good question, notice what feels good. You know, sometimes this point, I'll be here and I'll go, oh, and I'll push in. Especially if you have something like in birth, like a forceps dynamic, where when you were born, there was a lot of pressure. So it may feel really good to have pressure. Okay, so just notice. Or it may feel really important to have way out here. So you're developing a presence with yourself first, and then you'll be connecting with the other. Is that helpful? Yeah? Okay. Great. So that's our water point. Okay? Those are the five points, the five elements. And now you've got your five shapes. When you look at people, you're going to go, oh, that's a fire person. They're more yang. This is more round. This is a water person. This is more yin. Okay? So you're starting to develop your diagnosis skills, your observation skills. This one, and Mary Lou's already talked about these, they're two meridians. One is governing vessel, we call it. Okay, and this is the point right here. Governing vessel is Du, which is confusing. Sorry, Lee. It's going to be GV, governing vessel, 26. And it's this point, and you roll down just below the nose. It's the upper third, and you're going to feel. Do you feel that? Mm-hmm. It's a very balancing point.
When I was taking shiatsu, they said if you're going to sneeze and it's not appropriate to push that, and it works.
And it works. It does hold the sneeze. Exactly. These are powerful points. There's a point here. Another bonus. Would you like another bonus?
Yeah.
This point, and I tell this is at Julian's. You okay, Julian? I love this story. When Julian and I were first getting together, this is Du 25. And it's great for hangover. Okay?
And
it's good for drunkenness too. And Julian and I were first getting together. We actually met at an acupuncture conference in London, and we had these great venerable Chinese professors there from Nanjing, I think. And he came back, he'd met some guy, and they'd been drinking. You know, this old car mechanic from Armenia, and they'd been drinking. And Julian rolls back, and I look at him, and I'd never seen him drunk before. And I thought, ooh, I'm going to practice. You know, I was already teaching acupuncture, and I thought, nothing like getting experience with stories. So I bit his nose. Did it work?
What did I do?
What did you do?
I barfed.
So we threw it all up. It worked instantly. I was happy. Julian was healthy. Julian was healthy.
So he could be angry too, right?
He could have bit me back. No, that's just a little story for you. But the one, yes, the tip was where I bit him.
And that's the only way this point works, by the way, you have to play.
Listening touch doesn't work, you've got to be really yang, a needle or a fingernail. My tooth marks. Good point.
Is there a soft touch to that, listening touch?
Not for hangover.
Not for
hangover.
No. You have to do laser.
You have to do laser touch with that one. And Philip, you can experiment on soft touch and tell us.
Can you put needles there?
Yeah, absolutely. Not normally these are needles. These are all needles. But Mary Louise and I are developing more of the listening and softer piece. Yeah. And all this is all these things that Bertie's reading and wants to know more about. This is all if you needle indications, mental disorders, epilepsy. This point here, really important for epilepsy. You know, Ushi.
I remember in peaceful in Nero, we talked about some kids when they really agitate themselves, deep pressure on the upper lip would really calm the nervous system down. So is that a very calming point?
Yes.
When I look at mental disorders.
Yeah. And mental disorders is much too yang. In Chinese medicine, mental disorder is when you're leaving your body. In Russian, actually, there's a Russian word which means out of their mind, which is a beautiful description of mental disorders. So what you're wanting to do is bring them back to connect with their body.
So that's the 26.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
also in China, it's considered rescue food.
Rescue, absolutely. It's a first aid. And one day, Mary Louise, maybe we'll do that together. I want to teach a first aid class so that, you know, it's not just generic. It's actually stuff you can use instantly, like hangovers. Yeah.
I know two people.
You know two people?
Only after. When would they do this?
They would do it when they start noticing themselves losing it, starting before, teach other people to do it, because usually they can't.
So one of the kids' parents, once he's
epilepsy, there's a program where they feel this aura coming on. They have this peculiar sensation. It's a kid. They may not be able to communicate that. Then they have a seizure, and when they have a seizure, you just want to make sure they don't hurt themselves. And then they come out of the seizure, and that'll be the time to use it. Because some people take like 48 hours to recover from a seizure.
I would want the parents to be more coached rather than just a simple, simple, quick fix.
Had epilepsy, and he was prone to seizures. As soon as he felt it coming on, and I didn't know all this, I just knew that these two points related to your brain, and I taught him to tap. And so when he felt a seizure coming on, he tapped, and it preempted the seizure, I'd say 95% of the time. And it was a huge thing for his mother and for him when he was able to do that.
And then we're going to be doing the next one. We're on our way to that, yes. But, you know, can you see the power of this? Listening touch, as Tracy was saying, can you do too much of their contraindications? If you're not sure, then you back off and you listen. If there's an emergency, you don't have time to do that. You need to go into laser. Okay, so you're going to do the dance. You're going to dance. All right, yes.
When I was studying Qigong, They use these points, but they would have a circle like 9 times one way and 9 times the other way. Is there any difference in what they were teaching, what the end result was, and what the listening touch is?
Mary Louise and I are teaching a completely different paradigm. This is a whole nother piece. But in a short sentence, most people's paradigm is the fixing. It's the same as the Botox or the cutting the meridians. Oh, I have a wrinkle. Let's do a facelift, you know, until they become like a mask. That's not as extreme, of course, but it's still imposing on the body and saying, you need to do it this way, and then you need to do it this way. When you really drop in and you listen, which is what you were learning this morning, and you already know the cranial, and there are layers of cranial, the up ledger, I didn't do well with. It was probably because the biodynamic was already evolving, and for me, I knew that I was still telling the body what to do. And I was much more comfortable sitting and honoring and allowing the body to tell me. So when I met the biodynamic piece, it totally clicked for me, because there's an inward. So if you're more yang, like one of the schools I went to, Barbara Brennan School of Healing, it's a healing school. You would think it would be more yin. It's yin, but it's yang in its teaching, because it's telling you what to do. We are not. Okay, we're inviting you to let your body show you. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Different paradigm. And sometimes we need the outside, and we need that elbow, and we need someone to line us up and fix us up. And other times we need to just be allowed to have space and to be, and to find our own presence. Make sense? Yeah? Okay. So, very powerful point. And the one next to it that we're going to, and no, sorry. Governing vessel goes all the way down the back. So it's actually a very yang meridian. It goes all the way down your spine. Yeah? And it connects with the conception vessel. Mary Louise calls it central vessel. Ancient lineage, it's conception, because it actually originates within the uterus. So it actually is a fertility meridian. We use it a lot with women who want to get pregnant. So this is the next point. And we're going to this point. This is the end of the conception vessel. And again, you know, for Li in Chinese, it's called Ren Mo, Ren Mai. And In Western, we call it conception vessel. Okay.
So the mai is conception vessel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Always shows do mai and your mai. What is
yeah. It? Do mai and it said, hopefully things are falling to place to you. Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. Really, you're totally bridging a lot of things I'm looking for.
Great. Great. So feel this one. This one is a great point in pregnancy, morning sickness. It helps settle the stomach. It helps bring, with nausea, the energies are moving up. They're getting too yang. So this is a very yin meridian because it's the front of the body and it drops down. So it helps the stomach settle. Yep, good for motion sickness.
So it's, if it's not related to pregnancy, I always have morning stomach uncomfortness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are other points that are good for that too. But that helps us diagnose other pieces. Okay. So, got that? Yes, Ushi.
You say it drops the energy down.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, but the meridian's number is rising.
Yeah. But it just calms it. It doesn't send the energy down. So that was it just calms it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt my whole body kind of dropped.
Interesting. So you felt that just by holding this point. Okay, remember not to push too hard, you guys. All right.
In rain, Jim, this is called earth buttons.
Earth buttons, yeah.
Because it connects us with the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So so these are 7 points you're teaching. We're teaching you 7 points that you can actually do any time you want to. We're gonna at the end of the day, we're gonna teach you a little piece on how to be more yang with these points and how to be more yin. If you want to calm down, we use them in a listening way. If you want to perk up and be bright and alert and focused at work, you use them in a more yang way, in a more laser way. Okay? Would that be useful to you? Do you want to wake up your brain? All right. Good. Any questions with these points?
Yes,
Eileen.
You can do them. You can just pick one and do it, or you can do the whole series.
You can pick one, but we're going to teach you the series. Okay.
For the governing vessel, according to the word fire, what nature is that?
There, one is yang and one is yin. They're not part of the five elements.
Okay.
Governing is the most yang meridian of the body, going down your back, going over your head. Central vessel, conception vessel, is the most yin meridian in the body.
So it's a connection point. Huh?
They connect and these connect with each other. But and Mary Louise, that she has a system that she is trained in that has simplified a lot of our tradition. So she'll have a different perspective, which is actually quite fun, and we might do another class on all the different combinations. But this, we're just keep sticking to the pure, just to keep it simple. Okay? All right. So, okay with these? Now, this was my mom. A month before she died. Yeah, she came to...
How old was she then?
She was 68. And this is my mom, and remember I told you, she was saying, Susan, are you remembering to do this, you know, Francis's protocol? And I'm going, yeah, mom, because to me it was more important that she, you know, was happy and healthy and alive. To her, her face coming from Hong Kong was still really important. And she just looks amazing, and to me that's the example of combo of listening touch and laser touch. And that is loving touch. I mean, she was just totally, the more she healed, the brighter she got, the easier it was for her to step over, because she was complete. And she literally had no pain. She had stomach cancer, remember that, the stomach point?
Mm-hmm.
Stomach, pancreas, liver, and she died with no pain till the last day, because she did it her way, and we just held the space for her to just listen and go in and do her healing, and she stepped over. Yeah. Sent us a letter the next day. So she's a huge inspiration for me, and one of the reasons I'm doing the lazy way to looking good.
She's very yin.
She's very yin? Here's the yin, so she was yin, but as she was healing and going deep inside, and with a very soft loving, she chose not to do radiation, chemo, anything. She chose to do it her way. she was getting brighter and brighter and more ethereal and more yang, actually. Isn't that interesting? Because as you go into the yin, you come out into more yang. And as you stretch into the yang, you come into the yin, because it's just constant. If you allow it, everything flows. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Everything flows. If you stop it, the energy can't flow. Mary Louise was talking about that this morning. Energy has to keep flowing. Anywhere you stop it, whether you're doing it in your business world or in your personal world or in your eating or your emotions, if you stop it, and it, stop it for long enough, it becomes disease. Mm-hmm. And one of our purposes of getting you here is for your face and to have fun and to know that when you hold presence, things start to flow. Weren't you saying, Yvonne, as you know, you were observing and things changed? Yeah. So you've already got it. As you're observing, things change. And when we held a space for her, it was almost like I watched her life unravel and she just started to shine. Was it amazing?
One of these friends of ours who was dying, he's pretty close. I was with him last night. And the doctors have said to him, he has cancer all through his body, but he has been in absolute no pain. And the doctors are just amazed that that's happening. And he's living in a center with a lot of folks who are very spiritual, and everyone's just holding for him, and that's the way it's been since he got this. And it's amazing to be with him. It's like the whole, you know, sense of what I see in your mom is the same kind of feeling that fills the room when someone's with him.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
He looks radiant.
Yeah.
I went to see him.
Yeah.
Before. He looks almost like a child. His eyes are clear.
That's it.
It's beautiful.
And so when you honor that and there's no fear, and Dorian, we have a friend who had a brain injury. He's actually on our website, you know, the video of him. He was part of a community that held a space for him. And we have another friend who we've just interviewed 23 years after he was given 4 months. Don. And he says, big thank you to you for sending him a message. He loves that. We interviewed him 4 months to live, and 23 years later, he came to our wedding 23 years ago and was given 4 months to live 2 weeks after our wedding. And here he is in Palm Springs, and same thing, honored, acknowledged, allowed to bring up his emotions and resolve stuff so that he could move forward. Yeah. Okay, so this is it. Let's see what we've got. So we've got the quiz we've done, and these are the colors for you. Okay? Those are the colors, which we do in level two. There we go. All right. Well, good job, everyone. You've done a great time. Focus. This is your brain focus, and now we're shifting into the yin. Yes.
Maybe this is
too big
a question.
Yeah,
you said the metal was very good at organizing.
Yes.
And you gave qualities, but I'm not sure you gave qualities for the other ones. Do you want it?
It's more level two. Oh. We'll see you at level two. We've done a little bit. We've done the fiery, and we've done the wood, and we've done the water. It's more inward, more poetic.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And the earth is more balancing. Yeah. So now you're going to look at each other for all your gifts that you have. Okay, good. So we're transitioning.
RejuvenateMyFace.com